Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Well, a lot of times we think when we get dressed up, our hair is not going to be in a ponytail, but our fashionista Andy Page says maybe you could reconsider the pony, right, Andy?
Absolutely. You know, there are ponytails, and then there's hot, chic, cool, you know, how did she get that look ponytail?
Right.
I mean, we all wear a ponytail to the gym, but if we're wearing one to the office or we want to wear one out for, you know, an evening or even, you know, prom or a special occasion, then there is a very special way to do those kind of ponytails, and it's done in two sections. Now, the other thing that you have to know about creating that beautiful ponytail look is you really need something called a hair bungee. Do you know what this is, Brooke?
No, I saw the pictures, but I have never heard of one before.
Yeah, I pinned them on Pinterest so that you can go and look it up. But a hair bungee is basically an elastic strip that has two hooks on the end. And you want to use those so that you don't have to pull your hair out of a loop. Because the minute you get it all perfect, pulling it through an elastic actually causes it to mess up. Because,
right.
You know, when you pull it through, you get lumps and bumps and all that stuff. The hair bungee allows you to put your hair perfectly in place, to hook it into the hair, and then wrap it around and hook it from the other end, and then it stays exactly where you left it. So let's talk about how to get that perfect, you know, updo kind of feel. So you want to divide your hair from the top and the bottom, okay? If you can imagine, you know, you separate the crown and the front from the bottom of your hair. And the bottom goes back really sleek into a nice, tight ponytail that should be about at the ear level.
Okay.
So about at ear level. Then you want to take that top portion that has been left out. You want to divide that off, back comb it or tease it a little bit, spray it, and then comb it back gently so that the top portion can meet that ponytail, and then use another hair bungee to elastic the two pieces together so it looks like one ponytail. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Once you've done that, you want to take a little piece of hair out, wrap it around the elastic so you're actually hiding the elastic, pin that with one bobby pin underneath, spray it, and then you've got that great runway updo that you see everywhere, and you're wondering, how did she get that look with just one elastic? It's not. It's done in two pieces with two elastics.
I've always wondered that because it looks like her hair is wrapped, or her hair is tying her hair in a ponytail, and I'm like, how'd she do that?
No, her hair is not tying it. She's just covering the elastic, the two elastics, so that you can't see how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The pictures that you sent and put up on Pinterest are gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's actually much easier than you may think. So it just takes a little bit of practice, but the most important thing is the two pieces. And you can get those hair elastics at any beauty supply. You can also get them online and just have them delivered to your home. But that really is the key. That's the helper. So with spring really, really close, please, Lord, it can't get here fast enough. And it is the perfect little, you know, perky pick-me-up. So think about doing a pony this year. I'm telling you, every runway style had a ponytail for spring. The ponytail is really hot, but you want to have that sleek, full, you know, polished, teased ponytail.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And for more tips, you can go to my website, senseofstyle.com. You can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. And, of course, follow me on Pinterest so that you can see pictures of exactly what I'm talking about and pick up other tips as well.
There you go. Our fashionista, Andy Page, riding off to the sunset on her pony.
Have a wonderful week, you guys.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7.